Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Wait and see where your rain is falling and where your snow is falling, but so far the rain is not freezing yet.
From the Dallas Streets Department, there are slick spots, especially on bridges, and they're getting sand trucks to those areas. That aside, it's normal driving conditions at least for now until it gets cold and things start freezing. It could be a different story then. Emergency manager Kevin Odom says they're combining two departments, weather and traffic, to get an idea where accidents may be blossoming. Then they can send help without delay.
We're scouting out areas where traffic accidents are occurring, where we see a lot of precipitation all at once. That tells us let's scout that area, and if we need to serve that area, let's do it.
The city says it's monitoring everything from people to pets to traffic lights as they implement their emergency plan. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And of course, we want to know how things have been looking for you out there. Earlier on the mid-morning mic check, Mike Rogers and Austin York, they heard from people across North Texas.
We had some half-dollar size snowflakes coming down. Right now, we're getting a little bit of sleet and some snow, we probably got 2-3 inches on the ground.
Yeah, I was on the east side of Fort Worth, and the roads were very slushy. It's been sleeting hard all morning in East Fort Worth, consistent hard sleet. Everybody's going slow, everybody's doing good, but it's not good, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I came down Dallas North Tollway South. It's pretty horrendous. Some people sliding out. Real bad through there. I'm currently eastbound on George Bush, coming up on a Firewheel area. Conditions are a lot better, but still, I'm medical field, so I have to be out in it. If you don't have to be out in it, don't get out in it, and it's only going to deteriorate from here.
Now, of course, we want to know how you're doing, so you can let us know, just like everyone else did, through the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Search for KRLD. Once you download it, you open it up, search KRLD, and right there will be a little microphone on our page. You click that, and you can leave your voice memo right there.
KRLD Power Outage Update.
One other thing we have to watch out for, besides the freeways and the airports, is what's going on with our electricity, because a lot of people worried about the grid and if it can handle it. So far, this storm really doesn't seem to be affecting much of the area in North Texas. You have 462 outages right now in Dallas County. In the Tarrant County area, 352. Let's take a look at Denton County right now. Just one. Collin County is looking pretty good as well. Just one affected road right now. So things are going pretty well. People, it might be cold, but people do have their lights on.
Like to hear that. Well, the snow, it shut down UNT campuses in Denton and Frisco today, but some students still showed up. We spoke to one from Nepal who says this weather reminds him of home. But another from a different part of Asia says the cold weather takes some getting used to.
We can have fun. We can play around and, you know, not just sit back at home, but come out here, enjoy.
In South Korea and Japan, I lived on the ocean, so I didn't really get much snow. Mm-hmm. So this is a first for me in the past, like, 12 years. I haven't been able to build snowmen and stuff.
UNT extended the move-in period for the spring semester. Classes will not start up until next week.
Weather is also an issue in Southern California. The winds are still blowing there, not as strong as they were yesterday. That's some good news. But let's take a look at the latest out there. These fires, these wildfires are still burning. It's almost surrounding Los Angeles with fire. News Nation meteorologist Max Aparis following the fires, and he joins us.
Hi. You know, interestingly, this low-pressure storm system that's bringing all the snow and mix to Texas is also part of the culprit for the Santa Ana wind event out west. It's just that they're on the back side of the low, so they're getting all the dry air. So it's just really, you know, everything kind of connects type of situation.
So what about the winds? Have they died down at all?
Definitely. So yesterday morning when I came in, we were watching winds get to hurricane force levels. So 70, 80, even some 90 mile per hour wind gusts approaching category 2 hurricane strength. We're not seeing that this morning. The highest winds I've seen in the past several hours are around 50 mile per hour gusts on the mountain peaks and in the canyons. But that is certainly a lot better than it was yesterday. So weather is still hindering progress, but it at least is not as impactful as yesterday when you saw all those videos of these palms on fire just whipping in the winds, those embers carrying and starting new fires. So we're still starting to see some improvements in that regard. I'm also optimistic that I haven't seen the acreage explode in size through today like I was seeing this time yesterday too. But the numbers as they stand now are 29,000 acres burned between those five fires, the largest of which are still not contained at all, 0%. And so that's definitely a concern. I'm just hoping that the numbers are lagging, that they're just so busy that they haven't had the chance to update them. Because since the weather conditions and the winds are a little bit lower, we are seeing those planes, those choppers go up, drop the suppressants, drop the water on those more harder to get to areas for ground crews, like in the hills and in the canyons, that would take a long time for you to get out there. They can make much better headway. So the planes are up. They're dropping the suppressant now as the winds are lighter, but still not zero. Wind advisory for the LA Basin continues today, but the high wind warning, which is a higher threshold, that has been dropped. However, farther south and east of LA, we still have those high wind warnings. So it's not a complete done situation. More fires, if they do start, will still get out of control, especially if they're farther inland where we have that critical wildfire risk or wildfire weather risk continuing. Yesterday, we were at the highest possible risk level for fire weather conditions. Today, we're at the level 2 out of 3 risk, and tomorrow we'll be at the level 1 out of 3 risk. So we are slowly but surely stair-stepping backwards when it comes to weather impacting this event and hindering firefighters' progress.
Max, thank you so much. That's great information. Good to know. Slow but steady progress. Max Aparis with News Nation here on KRLD. Now, Texas and Ohio State are going to meet in the Cotton Bowl at AT&T Stadium. The weather be damned. It is one of the college football playoff semifinal matchups. The other one tonight in Miami. They'll play the first one, Orange Bowl, Notre Dame and Penn State. But we're going to talk about the we'll talk about both of them. Our college football savant, Carter Freeman, upstairs, 105.3 The Fan. He joins us now in studio to talk about this. And just I guess the spread just went up 6 points. Ohio State is a 6-point favorite.
Okay.
That seem about right to you?
So this opened, I believe, around 4. So it's just moved further and further. I guess Vegas is, they definitely really want Texas to win if the spread keeps moving like that. But I think that's fair. Watching what Ohio State has done over their first two playoff games versus what Texas did to barely escape against Arizona State in the Peach Bowl, yeah, it's it's hard to look at this as there's any way to stop Ohio State, no matter how good Texas has looked for a lot of this season.
You're looking at that first quarter. I know that everyone talks about what Texas has to do. For me, they've got to stop Ohio State in the first quarter. I think I read somewhere it's 35-0 in the first quarter between the win against Tennessee and then Oregon last week.
Yep, it was quickly 21-0 versus Tennessee, and then it was quickly 14-0 versus Oregon. So Ohio State gets out there. They finally figured out they have the stud freshman receiver, Jeremiah Smith. Maybe they should throw to him, so they've started to do that. They've started scoring a lot of points. Now, Texas will have the best secondary that they've faced, that Ohio State will have faced in these playoffs, but going up against, you know, a team like Ohio State, they have Jeremiah Smith, but they also have Carnell Tate. They also have Emeka Egbuka. They have two running backs in Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson that they can throw the ball to, too. So your two or three really good defensive backs are going to have to cover five or six guys deep. So it's just a tall task.
You keep hearing about Ohio State's offense, but their defense is awesome, too. This team is stacked.
I had to look at the stats just to look at how few rushing yards Oregon had against Ohio State in their defensive line. Oregon finished that game, the Rose Bowl, negative 23 rushing yards. Ohio State had eight sacks, 13 tackles for loss.
And this is the number one team in the nation.
Yes, yeah. Undefeated in the regular season, beat Ohio State in the regular season, and they looked like a JV team playing against the varsity team in the Rose Bowl. So
how could they have lost? Remember that Michigan game that Ohio State played? They looked terrible.
They did.
If you're Texas, are you looking at that game for clues as to how to attack them, or how do you prepare?
The way that Ohio State is playing now is not like they played against Michigan. I do not know what happened with Ohio State and their game plan in that Michigan game, because what they're doing now is they're airing the ball out. They're passing to their good players. They're not forcing the ball to their running backs like they were in that game. That Michigan game was just a huge wake-up call to Ohio State, and they've answered the call throughout these first two games. I think if you're Texas, you just have to stick with what you're good at. You have to run the ball well, which Texas did not do against Arizona State. They only had 50 rushing yards in that game, and you need those receivers to just continue to get wide open, which is something Sark can do. He can scheme anybody open, even though Ohio State has a decent secondary. Matthew Golden, Silas Bolden, Isaiah Bond, I'm going to need a bigger game from him. He didn't do very much against Arizona State. You got to get those receivers open in space like Ohio State's been able to do over their first two playoff games.
All right, agree or disagree with this. Quinn Ewers is going to have to play out of his mind to me to be able to win this game against Ohio State. Is that something you agree with?
You're going to need his best, and you saw his best at the end of the game against Arizona State. Because throughout that entire game, I was thinking, if Texas loses this game, it's not going to be his fault, because Ewers, to his credit, moved Texas into position to win that game twice in the final 5 minutes. His kicker failed him. And then in overtime, he does everything he needs to on that 4th-and-13 to get the game tying score, and then first play of the second overtime, boom, they score. So you're going to need a lot out of him, but you're going to need a balanced attack, because Ohio State is good on every level.
Why are you here in person today, by the way? It's a perfect excuse to stay home.
That's probably for tomorrow. I've said this a long time. If I had to work from home during the pandemic, I think I would have gone insane. So I do value coming into work. The roads weren't that bad this morning. Just a little bit of sleet in the 7 o'clock hour. And I get to come talk college football in person with you guys.
There you go.
That's why I'm here.
Real quick, Penn State, Notre Dame, who you got?
I'm going Notre Dame. Their defense is off the wall. Tyler Warren, the Penn State tight end, is going to be really hard to stop. I love what Penn State's offense has done. I just think Notre Dame's a better team.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.